Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everybody. We are live today on the 25th day of March, 2015. It is 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time here on the Perspective Power Radio Network. We bring you every Wednesday at this time, Attitude of Gratitude. And coming along with me for the ride, the journey, the fun, the excitement, the thrills, and the chills is the one and only award-winning artist David Martinka. Find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. We gratefully appreciate David's contributions to the program, and we remind you he's got some new CDs available, so go check those out. Thank you for checking out the show today. I cannot be happier that you're with me. I cannot be more excited that you have chosen to spend your morning, 15 minutes of it, right here, wondering, being curious, embracing, and accepting an attitude of gratitude. Why would people be curious about it? Well, first of all, being grateful for things sometimes seems to be a bit of a struggle because life seems to get in the way. All the time I'm receiving Facebook messages, phone calls, emails, knocks on the door, letters in the mail that say, hey, Annette, really? I'm telling you what, life is this, life is this, life is this, and it's everything they don't want their life to be, everything they don't want their life to be. And there's a couple things that I suggest. The first is pick some really great affirmations to help you through. Now, that can get to be a bit overwhelming for some people, because they're saying, oh my gosh, I'm saying affirmations all day long and nothing's changing and nothing's changing and nothing's changing and nothing's changing. When you say that, that nothing is changing, and you say it with that energy and passion and zeal, and you repeat it as though it were a rapid-fire submachine gun or whatever, I don't even know if those words go together, they just sound like they do. That's an affirmation. Because the idea behind an affirmation, it's a statement of truth. So if you really believe that life is happening against you as opposed to life happening for you, then you're going to keep that thought going to the point where you're going to make sure that that's true. All right? You're going to make sure that that is true. So the idea is your affirmation, your statement of truth is something that you really don't want to have happen, right? So if this is what you're going to say, if this is how you're going to look at it, then you will create that set of circumstances or those circumstances or a bunch of circumstances, however you want to look at it, that makes sure that when you say that life is horrible and rotten for you, that it continues to be that way. However, when you pick the affirmations that allow you to create a life that you know is yours to live and enjoy, or that you would rather have, whatever phrase works for you for wherever you are in your life at that moment, that same energy works for you. That same energy works on your behalf. The beautiful, wonderful thing about it is we have a choice. We have a choice. We get to pick the affirmations that we want. We get to pick the things that we say to ourselves. Why? Because we do. I mean, really and truly, if you're standing at the grocery store, let's say you flip through the weekly sales or you've gone online and looked at the ads. You made out your little grocery list, and I suggest you do that. Why? Because it helps really to direct your money where you want it to go and bring the things into your home that you really do want to have for the week or the day or however frequently you shop. So you make your little grocery list out because you've seen that there is something available that you want. And maybe from that you've figured out, you know, your recipes, and you're like, wow, I'm going to go buy this, and then I'm going to make that, and we're going to have that for dinner or lunch or breakfast or whatever on such and such a day. Cool. But you get to the grocery store, and that item that you're looking for is not available. Maybe it's something that they get in fresh every day, and they're out. Maybe it's something that is a non-perishable and they just don't have their stock in. Maybe the truck didn't get in, or maybe when it did, everybody else was on the same wavelength. They came in and bought it all. Now, you can say one of two things. Oh, man, and get all upset that what you're looking for isn't there. Or you can say, maybe there's something else I could make instead and let your sense of adventure take you maybe down another aisle. Maybe if you've got, I've seen people walking through the stores with either phones or tablets or something, and they're checking the sales right there. But I tell you what, at the front of the store, there's usually a sale paper. So you keep looking through it, and you say, you know what? We don't have this, but we've got that, and that is something I really like too. Maybe I'll have that instead. So you take it and you turn it around. First of all, you've changed what you believe. You didn't stick with the thought that it had to be that one thing, and you're so rigid in that if it isn't that one thing, your life is just going to really be not happy. You were able to flip it, and then you said something new to yourself. You made a new statement of truth. Instead of having this, I will have this, and I will be happy. This is good. And your whole energy pattern will be open to receiving more things that you can feel good about. So when people say, I don't create the drama in my life, I don't create the pain, I don't create the suffering, maybe not directly, all right? Maybe not directly. However, when you are allowing yourself to feel badly about life and about what goes on in your life consistently, what you do then is you set yourself up to attract that same stream of energy. So then all these other things that you feel badly about will come to you. Why? Because like attracts like. So the affirmations are the great statement of truth, but the feeling you put behind them is the thing that actually attracts the stuff that you want. If you don't believe me, look at your life. Look at your life. Look at your life and decide, am I getting this? Am I getting that? One of the things that I've designed into this program, picking some favorite affirmations on an attitude of gratitude today, live on the 25th day of March, 2015, are some affirmations that can be very, very general. However, what they do is they set up this opportunity for us to feel the really good, to feel the real happy, to feel the real connection that allows us to open ourselves up to be receiving from the stream of creation that we really, really want, which is the happiness and the life and the excitement and the joy and the passion. Now, a couple of these are things that I created for myself, but you know what? I really don't believe that I've created much of anything in that regard. I think that these are all affirmations other people have said, and they might have said it exactly the same way, and or it might just be that they're floating around in the universe and I sort of reworded them. But the very first one I want to share with you is this, and we say this in the church that I used to go to, the little spiritualist church, divine love always has and divine love always will supply my every need. Divine love always has and divine love always will supply my every need. I want you to think about that for a second. Divine love always has and divine love always will. When you say that, the truth in that is amazing. Okay, not only is it an affirmation that is one of my favorites, but what this affirmation says to me is that I have always been taken care of. Even in those moments when I didn't think I was going to get out of that jam, I didn't think I was going to get beyond that circumstance, and I absolutely positively was convinced I couldn't figure it out. When I released it and I let go and I started to trust and believe in that statement, you know what was really kind of cool? Divine love took care of it. Oh, it did. Divine love always has, and divine love always will supply my every need. Fantastic affirmation. It has been a part of my life for well over 22 years. And I want you to know that that will help open you up to that stream of consciousness, of conscious creation, and the connection with the things that you really want. The next affirmation I do say all the time. Sometimes I have to say it through gritted teeth because I need to really convince myself, and that is all my relationships are harmonious. And when I say it through gritted teeth, because sometimes you're in the middle of a relationship connection, doesn't matter if it's a coworker, a loved one, a neighbor, a pet, the relationship with your vehicle, your computer, your finances. When you say all my relationships are harmonious, again, the statement of truth opens you up to creating a flow of harmony. Another one I say all the time, today is the best day of my life thus far. Today is the best day of my life thus far. When you state that, there is a real joy that comes along with that. And the truth that you can own behind that is, today is the best day. Yes, thus far. Meaning all the other days that follow can be better and better and better and better and better, and likely they will. But when you own the today is the best day of my life thus far energy, man, is that going to attract some really phenomenal, phenomenal consciousness that is equal to that and greater. Life happens for me. We talked about that a little bit ago in using it as a reference point. Life happens for you, folks. It doesn't happen against you. If you really believe life happens against you, life will continue to happen against you. All the silly, crazy things that could add up into one huge disaster or great big huge disasters in your mind. When you say life conspires against me, and a lot of people do, you will create that. But when you say life happens for me, life happens for me, it doesn't mean that everything that happens is going to be tasting like wedding cake or champagne. What it means is that even when things happen that you don't understand why they happened, you see the good in it. You find the good in it. You own the good in it. And thereby, life happens for you. So I say, life happens for me. Life happens for me. Life happens for me. You can put the emphasis on any one of those four words, and it's still going to be a wonderful affirmation to pick to use for yourself, for your attitude of gratitude. And the one I want to leave you with that I think is the most important affirmation is thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Why is that the most important affirmation that you can pick to use for yourself? Because thank you allows you to relax. It allows you to be open. It is pure gratitude. It will attract more things, more reasons, more options, more energies to be grateful for. When you say thank you, you own a part of your energy that you may have felt was being taken, zapped, or utilized or used by another energy, be it a person, a place, a thing, a situation. By saying thank you, you do what everybody suggests we need to do. You take your power back. You own your power. You stand in your power. And that is a wonderful and marvelous feeling. Not in a way that makes you feel like you're lording it over anybody or anything else. I don't mean that at all. But to take your power back is a comfortable feeling. It's a feeling that all of us say we want, and all of us hope we figure out someday how to obtain. Well, there's no mystery to it. You own your power when you say thank you. So thank you. Thank you so much for being part of an entire month of March of affirmations. Go back to the blogtalkradio.com/perspectivepower. That's my network. And there you will find all of the fabulous archives, not only of this show, Attitude of Gratitude, but Wisdom of Success, which all here March 2015 as well as March 2014, we featured phenomenal women because March is International Women's Month. And you can go back and listen to all those great archives of the fabulous shows. We have quite a few left here to go here in 2015, but you're going to enjoy that. I also invite you to find us on Facebook. Facebook.com/perspectivepower. Join the crowd. Let us know what's going on. For all you newbies that have just come in, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I really, really do. My name is Annette Rochelle Aben. Find me at AnnetteRochelleAben.wordpress.com. And I will be more than happy and excited to have you as part of my crew and continue our fabulous connection. Continue the connection, please, 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 with award-winning artist David Martinka. His music is available at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Lots of fabulous free downloads, yes, free downloads, as well as great CDs to buy. I happen to know they've got a brand new CD out, so you want to check that out. And remember that Attitude of Gratitude is a live presentation of the Perspective Power Radio Network every Wednesday, 8 a.m. Daylight Savings Time in the Eastern Time Zone, 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, right here on the Perspective Power Radio Network.